not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for the things that you make love with Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. So Paul talks of all this stuff that we're to do, how we are to act, how we are to behave, how we are to relate to Him, and then His next words are our text for this morning. Why? Be subject to your own husband as ruler. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, He Himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands. Father, we ask your blessing. Lord, we'll have to read into your word. Father, now read this out. Father, I pray that your Spirit and the Father. Father, that the Spirit is the Lord, you are strong. But Father, we ask your time, your mind. Now, before we get started, and as the wives and mothers this morning are going to be thinking, I'm going to be picking on you guys, just give it a week, and I'll be just as harsh, if not harsher, on the husband. But as we look at the role of a wife, what is it? What is a wife to be? We look at this passage, and sometimes we want to win, and so we want to say, oh, well, you know, he's subject to my husband. What is that? And as your relationship comes together in that which God has brought it to be, this is not a hard passage to follow. And it should not. I mean, God, in Paul, in his explanation of this, is in no way trying to distinguish and put one people group over another. But he is distinguishing a role, and a role that needs to follow. And unfortunately, over time, I feel the role of husband has been diminished. As men are not taking their role or their responsibility to be what it is. And as God has placed in the home the father, the husband, as that role model for that family. I'll discuss next week how, you know, as children relate to their father, it gives them an opportunity to relate to God. And as a wife submits to her husband, like the church submits to Christ. Paul says, be subject to your own husband as to the Lord. We need to have a dual relationship within our families. We wives need to love their husbands. But they also at the same time need to love Christ. To love the Lord. And I know that it's tough at times. We have so many things today that distract us from what we should be doing. But you know, there's no fault. There's no wives be subject to your own husbands if they deserve it. There's no qualifier wives be subject to your husbands if he brings you flowers to them. Be subject to your own husbands. That's the word. And we take that word subject. Some translations use submit. And it's a spirit. seems like this